Hello everyone, it's me, Brittany, coming to you live again with another installment of Brittany Speaks the Truth Explained. Dun, dun, dun. And today I will be getting right into this blog again because I don't really have much banter today, but I will read this blog because I'm very excited about this photo, and I'm always really curious about what the heck I've written in the past, because as you know, these are all blind reactions from not having read these for sometimes years. Like, I don't think I've read this thing since I wrote it, so this is like a first reaction to it, which is kind of cool. Anywho, the title for this week's blog is Do Go Chasing Waterfalls, an homage to the song by TLC, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, which is just called Waterfalls. So, let's see where I'm going with this. The photo that I'm using is a photo of a waterfall that I took, and it's a really great photo. I'm actually a really good photographer of nature. It's a little overexposed, but I think it looks cool. But it's a waterfall of somewhere in the Catskills, because I was going, this is like from my birthday trip this year, I think. So it is a beautiful waterfall from the Catskills. The date is May 25th, 2015. And this is a day before my birthday of this year. Okay, so getting right into it. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Yes, that's another thing. My birthday is always around Memorial Day or on Memorial Day sometimes. So this one was like a day after Memorial Day, I think. Which is also kind of hard to plan stuff for my birthday because everybody's doing Memorial Day stuff and they don't want to do my birthday stuff. And also going on trips is more chaotic because everybody wants to travel for Memorial Day. And I just want to travel for my dang old birthday. But I digress. Anyway. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. A sort of sad holiday to remember all those who lost their lives while fighting wars. I recently saw American Sniper the other day, and that thing was brutal. The opening scene was basically him killing a Middle Eastern mother and her son. War zones are crazy places. I just hope there's peace in the afterlife. Also, Memorial Day is important because people should remember that my birthday is tomorrow. I suppose you don't really have to remember. As you get older, birthdays really do tend to lose their value. I know I'm getting up there because I was thinking of things I'd want as presents. And I immediately thought of pillows and sheets. What the crap is that? Why didn't I think of something fun? Also, birthdays are strange because there are too many expectations. (Parenthesis). Kinda like New Year's Eve. Last year, my birthday was pretty stressful trying to find something to do and get all my friends together. Why can't somebody just throw me a surprise party every once in a while so I don't have to think? These days for birthdays, I usually just try to look fairly presentable and get a bit intoxicated. I try not to put too much pressure on it, so we shall see what happens. One thing I did do already for an early birthday surprise was drive up to Canada. Niagara Falls, to be exact. I actually really love Canada. When I used to live in Detroit, me and my friends would drive over to Windsor because you could drink and go to clubs when you were 19. So fun. Also, everything over there is so darn spotlessly clean. Seriously, the first 5 minutes of being back in the U.S., everything just seemed dirtier. This is also pretty sad, but when thinking of things to do while in Canada, I suggested making a trip to the hospital and dentist to get a checkup. Sad but true, I haven't been to the dentist in years. I just keep taking pain pills whenever my wisdom teeth start hurting. (Parenthesis). They should probably most definitely come out, but it's so expensive. I refuse. Quick little update, I did get my wisdom teeth removed at the beginning of 2020 or the end of 2019. But I only got two of them removed. I was supposed to get all four of them removed, but I think they couldn't do them all on the same day for some crazy reason. But I did get some of them removed, and I was in pain on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and it was actually kind of crazy. But that is how I started 2020, this crazy year. So it seemed pretty apt, pretty fitting. The news in Canada was also pretty interesting. They barely have any terrible news, so they talk about all the terrible stuff going on in America. Every once in a while, they will throw in some Canadian news, like, the Prime Minister is having his appendix removed today. Upon heading to Niagara Falls, I tried to recall if I had ever been. I came to the conclusion that I think I did go, but on the American side, I think. I remember wearing a blue cape to go into the falls. This time, I had a red one, parentheses, because the Canadian ones are red. Pretty much, I saw those darn falls from every angle possible. The Canadian side, the American side, the river before it drops off, the part where it ends, underneath the falls, in the falls, from the top floor of the hotel I was staying in. Basically, I saw it from all viewpoints. Still beautiful from everyone. I think I have a new thing for waterfalls now. On the way back to NYC, we stopped to find more waterfalls along the way in the Finger Lakes. Everything is so hidden up there. It took a while to find the next waterfall, but it was all very much worth it. Living in New York City for the past few years, I never even knew about all the other parts of New York. NYC is literally a sliver of what the state has to offer. For all the hustle and bustle that goes on in the city, upstate sure is serene. It is also kind of scary. Nobody around you for miles. The nearest convenience store isn't around for miles. Phone service is very spotty, but it's really so scenic and a very nice mini getaway from the noise and people. For all of those who don't get to travel as much as you like, it's really not that difficult to go exploring things that are not too far away at all. Hop on the Metro North and take it to a place you've never been before. Tickets are like $20 at most. There is no excuse for a mini getaway. America is actually very beautiful. So is Canada. So is the rest of the world. But just because you can't make it to Monaco 5 times a year doesn't mean you can't explore your own American backyard. Check out some of the photos from my trip here. And stay tuned for the video. And then I have one more photo of Canada, Niagara Falls. P.S. All I really want for my birthday is for people to read my blog. Or donate if you can, so I can get some business cards and upgrade my Vimeo account. P.P.S. I researched the Canadian government while writing this blog and ended up in a crazy Wikipedia link black hole. Ended up finding out who established the British monarchy. Apparently, his origins are uncertain, as well as his ties, if any, to previous kings. Some random guy just rolled up like, bow down, bitches, I'm your new king. I really do remember researching that. That was funny. PPPS, don't forget my birthday tomorrow. Okay. And that is the end of the blog. I suppose this is more just like a travel recap introspective type of blog. Because sticking to the theme of the song title, Waterfalls, I think she was talking about something else a little more deep and metaphorical. But I'm really just talking about these waterfalls. I'm like, go look at them. And, you know, traveling and people telling everybody to go travel all the time. Travel blogs kind of get on my nerves sometimes because it is a little classist at times. I do get that, even if it's like a black travel blog or like woman travel blog or something like that, like for minorities, from the minority perspective, if you will. I don't even know if I should use the word minority anymore, but I'll think of another word to use. But even with people looking like me going a million places, I get it. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's luxurious. But everybody can't do that. And I know that. My life is a little bit different than everybody else's. I have a lot of privileges. I have certain degrees of no responsibility. So, I don't know. I just kind of make things happen. But I know that everybody's not like that, and everybody's really not able to do those things that everybody else is trying to do. But I will give you all some tips coming from me. If you don't have money to do things like travel, get on trains, whatever, there's a lot of scammer ways you could do it. Like, I've scammed my way into many a train ticket. Like, I've ridden on Greyhound buses, Amtrak, Subway, all kind of stuff. With having zero money, you really just have to learn how to get around it. So if you don't mind being a certain degree of off the grid, sneaky, backdoor practices, then you too can travel. And I know that it's hard to stay overnight in certain places because then there's like hotels and stuff, but I actually meet a lot of people online or just out. And depending on how intuitive you are as a person, you can read vibes and start to trust people, I guess, and you can stay with people. Hopefully they're not, you know, insane or anything like that. But like I said, if you trust your intuition, you will be better off than just gullibly, arbitrarily traveling around and doing all these certain things. But I do think I have a good degree of intuition, so that's how I've managed to travel a lot. And I do have a lot of free time on my hands because I don't really work a typical job. So another tip of mine is just being open to opportunities. Sometimes it's a random place that you never even thought of going, but somebody's just like, oh, do you want to come here? I got you. And you just really have to jump on it. I think that's a lot of what my traveling has entailed. It's not like me picking out a place and going, like planning everything out. It's the opportunity. Like, people will be like, do you want to come here with me or come to this place and such and such? And I just go. So it's not really like a traditional traveler in that sense, but I don't know. I think there's different ways that it can be accessible to a wider range of people. But I know that it's hard to include everyone in everything, but I really do try. I try my best. But anyway, I hope this blog wasn't too classist for everyone. And I was really just talking about my time before my birthday, my little getaway. And talking about Canada. I really don't know much about Canada. People sometimes say that it's no better than the US. I don't really know. I don't live there. All we do is see what it is in comparison to the US. And the US is very complicated and complex. But I'm sure Canada has its dirty little secrets too. But they just hide it a little better. It's probably like the suburbs. Maybe like the US is the city. And Canada is the suburbs, so you think the city is all dangerous and has more criminals or whatever and has more violence going on. And you think the suburbs is a little safer. But is it? That's where they do all their freaking meth lab operations and their human trafficking and all that stuff. I'm telling you, man, I think the suburbs is sometimes worse than the city itself. They just paint it out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know. We'll see. But, yes, that's it for my blog review today. I really enjoyed it. You know, sometimes I just want to read all these, like, in a row. Sometimes I'll get in, like, a little wormhole. But for the sake of this podcast, I will refrain myself from reading the next week's blog like I really want to. And I will read it blindly the next time I do an episode. So, once again, thank you so much for listening to me and my ramblings and my shaky voice and all that stuff. And I hope you come back to hear me next time. Bye!